Mamas, Dates, and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
Hello, lovers. Welcome to Dates and Mates, your source for love in the modern world. We talk about dating, we talk about relationships, we talk about how it is possible to really connect in today's modern world. And I'm so, so happy to be here in studio with my co-host, Mr. Ray Christian, the CEO of the Textpert app. Hey, sir.
How you doing, little lady?
Look at you with your baseball cap. The W kind of looks to me like Walgreens, but I don't think you're repping Walgreens.
Washington Nationals.
Oh, okay.
My home squad.
Is it so sad that I know just nothing about sports?
Walgreens, good choice. It was almost that.
Almost Walgreens. Well, you know, with all the sports teams getting bought out by corporations, you know, all the naming rights on the stadiums, that's the next thing.
For a while,
the Walgreens Washington Nationals.
For a while, when W was in the presidential office, people tried to claim like that wearing this was like, I'm a W guy.
Really?
And I'm like, hold on a second, this is my team.
Yeah.
Don't go associating this with W.
He can't own a letter.
Right.
I mean, Oprah can own O, but that's it. That's the only other letter. Hey, speaking of letters, I watched this Dave Chappelle special. Well, there were two specials, but one in particular was really good. They're both on Netflix now, streaming. And he talks so much about relationships. I mean, maybe once you've seen it, we can talk about it. But the best joke, he talks about LGBTQ. He's like, Q, it's like a vowel. It's like sometimes Y. Because the Q is sort of like, I'm queer, questioning, like, whatever. And I was just dying. I guess he would tell the joke better because you didn't laugh at me.
He's coming out with
another
one.
Thomas was laughing, but he's not on camera. So you can talk, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you delivered the joke successfully.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, some people think it's funny.
You know what's good for a joke is when you analyze it afterwards. Makes it even funnier.
I used to work in comedy, and that's exactly what I did. I helped comedians break down their jokes and tell them what order to deliver them. And I will tell you that the Dave Chappelle special is flawless. He is totally back.
I'm really looking forward to it. You know, talking to some college kids, we have some interns on the team. They don't really know who he is to a certain extent. And like, it's like people, like my parents telling me about Eddie Murphy in the 80s. Like, that's how old I'm getting.
Wait, you didn't listen to Eddie Murphy?
I was 3 when he came out with Raw.
That was like, that's how I got in trouble.
When I was
like in middle school, by listening to Eddie Murphy, I wasn't supposed to. Don't try and make it seem like there's a big gap in our ages or anything.
Well, Grandma, tell me more about Eddie Murphy Raw.
Producer Thomas can do that, but not you. Not you. Well, we have a lot to share with you on today's show. We're going to be talking about the plus side of bikini profile pics. No, Ray, it's not what you're thinking. How often you should be having sex to have a happy relationship, according to science, real science, and how you might be a racist online dater and not even know it. Plus, we have some really juicy Textpert questions that come in from the Textpert app and technically dating. But first, producer Thomas, let's start with the dish.
D's dating dish.
I got you all excited when I said bikini profile pics, didn't I?
As we should, no matter who's in the bikini, right?
Well, I don't know if you're a fan of My Big Fat Fabulous Life, but Whitney Way Thor was ready to get into the dating scene again. And so she created an online dating profile in a recent episode with her BFF. She broke up with her boyfriend Lenny last year. She's not thrilled about getting back into online dating, but she said she thinks it's important for her to use a picture in a bikini so that people really know what her body is like. And she, obviously, she's the star of a show called My Big Fat Fabulous Life. She's not ashamed of being fat, overweight. She technically is obese. She's all about positive body image for women, plus size women. And I think actually she's right. You should use a full body picture no matter what your size is. And so many times people think they're hiding behind, you know, a little selfie of just their face, but it looks a little suspicious when there's the the specific omission of the rest of the body, wouldn't you say?
Like the up and to the right angle and all you see is the side of the face.
I've never taken a picture that is like below, what is this, 45 degrees?
Right. Like they say, that gets us guys the best.
Oh,
that,
no, of course.
That dupes
like,
us.
Definitely follow me on Instagram and every picture is going to be from like a very high angle. As if I don't look short enough.
No, you don't look that short.
I know, I wear heels.
There's one thing I like on this and one thing I don't really like. I'll start with the thing I don't like. This whole like body positive image thing, I like in like the conceptual approach, I like it. But I think it might have gone a little bit too far to a certain extent because some bodies just aren't healthy. And like it's literally a detriment to their health and their long-term life expectancy. So you kind of have to like measure that in.
She dances. She's very active.
Okay. But you would agree that like obesity is not healthy. You can be proud of it, but it's still not healthy.
Yeah, but anorexia is not healthy either. And yet we applaud, I don't know who the who are the latest supermodels, Producer Thomas? I don't know who the supermodels are today.
I don't keep up with that thing. I just keep up with new musical artists, so I wouldn't know.
Well, back in the day, it would have been like Kate Moss, who, you know, is strung out on heroin and eats like 200 calories a day. And that's considered sexy. And I mean, I don't have to do an X-ray to see her bones.
Well, I personally, I'm repulsed by the anorexic look. I think it's like bony and gaunt and it's not attractive. That's also not healthy. And that's also not something we should be proud about or like body positive if you're like, if you weigh 90 pounds. So I think that's the one thing I'm not crazy about. The thing I do like, the fact that she's putting it out there. I think these profiles that don't show who you are misleading. So I like what she's doing.
I agree with you. Dates and Mates is in favor of honest online dating. Well, as we're talking about being honest with online dating, there's something that's kind of gotten under my skin a little bit. There was an article in the Daily Mail about a student who wanted to expose hidden Tinder racism. She's 18 years old, and her name's Samantha Smith, and she recently spoke up about her experience with remarks that she received on Tinder that she found to be offensive. One thing in particular, she's multiracial, and a lot of times potential dates referred to her as exotic. And this is sort of a hot button word for the multi-ethnic people like me and like Samantha. Because when you use the word exotic, it kind of makes her sound like an animal, like she's a tiger or something, not like a person. And she even got a comment that said, "You're very pretty for an Asian girl." She also had someone that commented and said, "You're really light skin for a black girl. I like it." And, you know, everyone is looking at her image and sort of placing their own beliefs of race upon her. And whether that makes her attractive or not attractive, it doesn't make her feel good to be sort of objectified for her race. Did you find, I mean, I'm multi-ethnic, so I had one experience reading in this article. Well, I mean, you're my white guy co-host. What was your experience with this article?
As the resident, well, there's two of us, white guy.
I'm white other on the SAT. Thank you very much.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm Armenian, so it doesn't really, yeah. I'm not technically white.
He's like the Q. He's like the Q, basically. Now he laughs. We got him.
I'll give a good laugh when it's warranted. Armenian's not white? I thought that was...
Wait, go on. Okay, the question is, how did you feel about this article? Like, have you used the term exotic? Did you realize that it had those connotations?
So I have to kind of accept the fact that as a white guy, there's certain things I just will never understand. And like, what is it like to be a Muslim in America right now with Trump as president? I'll never understand. I can empathize, but I'll never understand. And maybe this is one of those things. I'll just never understand what that might feel like as a multi-ethnic person. I think when someone says something like, "You are light-skinned for a black girl, you look good for an Asian person," that's an insulting, backhanded compliment that something's wrong with that person to say something like that. And maybe there's some head games they're trying to play. And it's just effed up. So those people are just wrong, and they need to kind of check themselves. But I think the exotic term, if I had to, in a vacuum, before hearing your little mini diatribe, I would say I had no idea. Exotic to me is hot. I like exotic women. Although I don't know
but
if that's
like she doesn't come from like the jungle, you know. She's like, she lives in Leeds. She just happens to have a parent who's black and a parent who's Asian.
Is this one of those things where like a word is a thing and it's popular for a while and then after a while it's like it becomes so synonymous that now it's derogatory?
Probably.
Like midgets or little people, it's like now midget's a bad word? Is this the same thing with exotic?
I think it is. So we'll knock exotic off the list. But you did a good job like coming representing for the white guys, cuz yeah, I mean sometimes you step into these situations and you don't even know how.
Well,
but she suggests that Tinder and Bumble have videos educating users on how to avoid racism and microaggressions. And I don't know, Tinder and Bumble, I think we do a pretty good job diffusing the situation. Maybe they should have us do it. One last story before we go to break, really quickly. There was an article in AskMen.com about how often you should have sex to be happy all the time. And the answer is basically all the time. But the sort of rule of thumb is they studied couples and how they felt about their partner after sex, and it turns out the afterglow lasts for about 48 hours.
So every 2 days, gotta knock boots.
I don't know a lot of married people that have time for all that. But it's nice to know that the glow can last, so it doesn't have to be a daily thing. If you guys fall off the sexual wagon, you know, you can coast for a couple days. We have so many provocative questions to discuss in a supersized technically dating segment. So stick around because Ray and I want to talk to you about your dating dilemmas right after these messages.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-9070. That's 800-610-9070. At 800-610-9070.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. It's me, Damona, your certified dating coach, here to answer your deepest, darkest dating questions. And I'm sitting here with Ray Christian, the CEO of the Textbird app, who has all that juicy that you've posted throughout the week on the Textbird app. And what's left to do but to talk about it further and give people some expert guidance on their modern dating challenges. Ray?
Let's do it.
Technically dating.
Well, we channeled our inner Lewis and Clark and went exploring for some good questions. The first question from a little lady, she doesn't say where she's from, but she says, he says he only has eyes for me and that he loves me and he wants to be with me forever. He wants to move in together in a year, but I can't help but feel like garbage every time he follows a girl.
Like in the streets?
Like that would bother me too.
Like he's just walking and then all of a sudden he sees a girl and then he turns and starts following her.
Like it really annoys me when my boyfriend stalks other women.
That's super creepy. No, I think she means on
the gram.
On the gram. Here we go. Another gram dilemma.
Facebook. Snap, maybe.
We have different opinions on this. I don't think it's as big of a deal as people make it if someone follows or looks at a freaking picture. But I don't know. You say that it signifies something else in today's world.
So you think she should just kind of swallow it and let it go?
I think men are really literal. They say what they mean. If he says he's really into you and he wants to be with you and he's talking about moving in, guys don't throw around, I want to move in with you just so they can get laid. Like, that's a, you know what I mean? That's a pretty serious claim.
Yeah.
So I would take him at his word. Now, if he's messaging girls and if you see him out flirting with girls while he's with you, or you hear about him talking to other girls from friends or something like that, then you got a problem on your hands because the words don't match the actions. But for just looking at a picture or following a girl, just take him at his word.
Well, where there's smoke, there's fire, and oftentimes, but I'd say this is a good chunk of smoke, but not quite a fire just yet. Because ultimately, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, you have a certain set of friends from college and from work and wherever you've grown up from, high school. And if you're dating somebody and you're just like meeting girls on the street and grabbing their Insta, that's a little bit frowned upon with the kiddies today. It's not the best look. Now, if that's coupled with some other shady behavior, then it's like time to start worrying. Maybe he's BSing you about moving in, or maybe he's a two-timer. It's just a bad sign. It's not time to raise the alarm bells, but she kind of needs to get over it unless there's other signs. Because it's kind of weird. I don't meet girls on the street and get their Insta. I don't do that.
Who said it's even people that he's met? IRL. Maybe he just found them from a hashtag and was like, oh, she also likes Harry Potter. Cool.
Okay, actually, that's a good little delineation. If she's just a rando chick that he met on the street, that's one thing. If she's like a supermodel and he follows her, isn't that kind of the equivalent of like getting the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue and just thumbing through that? Which I think girls should be okay with.
The only difference is you can't message these swimsuit model when you're flipping through a magazine.
Well, Brooklyn Decker is not responding to my DM.
Oh my God, so, can you believe it?
So the threat, if she's a big time model, is less, much, much less.
See, you knew a model. I should have asked you. Okay, next question.
From a young lady, also did not say her name. What are some things you do to get ready for a date with someone new?
Right. I love this question because people always ask me, what is the best way to prepare for a date? And so I actually created a pre-date ritual for my clients, for real, for real. So here's how you get ready, okay? First, you have to always be coming from someplace and going to someplace. So the date, you're in motion. Like, the date has an end to it. You're not going to be on this date forever. And they're not going to feel weird when you end it. Remember, first dates, just 1 hour. That's all you need to stay. So sometimes that can be really abrupt if you haven't prepared them that you're going to be going from somewhere to somewhere. So, okay. So we've set up the framework. And then you have to get yourself hyped up, right? So you want to do something that makes you feel emotionally high. It could be listening to music. Emotionally, notice I said emotionally high, not like physically high. You want to listen to music.
No bong hits before the date?
Nope. No bong hits, okay? You got to come in clear. And what I always used to do, I would go work out so that I had those endorphins and the high energy. I love working out, and that always would make me feel my best. Whatever it is for you. Maybe it's just going for a walk. Maybe it's calling your mom. Maybe it's not calling your mom. However that makes you feel, you want to enter on a high note. Now, if you're meeting them from a dating app or a dating site, you also want to reread their profile one time. Now, don't go on a deep dive, Google search, detective journey. Just reread the profile and figure out what you are curious about from what you read so that you can come in with some questions, some things that you want to explore a little further with them. And then also replay in your head the things that you want them to know about you and the stories that you have that back that up. Now, you may never go into those stories, but sometimes just reminding yourself of the impression that you want to make and the things about you that make you unique and interesting, maybe a little exotic, that will set you up for success on a first date. And then, of course, get yourself together so that you look right.
Mm. You're pretty good at this.
I've been asked a few times, and that's why I love this question.
Like a dating coach career?
I don't know.
Maybe?
Do you think I could? Could I hack it?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. What do you say? What do you tell the fellas?
I would say real quick, because since you just kind of nailed it and dropped the mic on me, a little power pose maybe. Some
you
positive
love the power poses and the mantras.
Some
right?
positive affirmations. Some mantras. I also highly, highly recommend take 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes and just meditate. Just relax. Get the heart rate down and come in with a happy mindset. Come in trying to have fun. Because if one of you is in a bad mood or had traffic or just miserable for some reason, it can sour and infect the whole date. So come in with a good mood. And the best way to do that, I find, is a little meditation.
You're going to have to teach me how to meditate. Because I've never really successfully done it. I know. I seem like a meditator, don't I?
You might be a lost cause. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
Snap. All right. Burn. I'll take it.
So we have a question from a young lady. She's 34. She says, help. I went on a date with my ex tonight. We broke up a month ago. We had a good date, and he brought up the breakup and said it was because I was too controlling in bed. At the end of the date tonight, we kissed. I'm so confused now. Does he still like me? Does he want to try again? I called him a couple hours after I got home, but he didn't answer. Help, please. I want him back.
Ray, we got to break this down because there's a couple things going on. So first, I don't know about you, but I've never thought that anyone would break up with someone because their partner's too controlling in bed. I think maybe he added the in bed because it was a little too risky for him to say too controlling, because she probably would have tried to control that situation. So I think that was code for you don't talk to me very nicely and you try and control everything I do and you're really jealous and you make me feel insecure in a relationship. I think that's code.
Okay.
Am I reading into that too much? That's what I do professionally.
That could be a thing. I think being too controlling in bed also is a thing.
Is it? Tell me more about that, Ray.
Well, I think if somebody is like bossy in the bedroom, like too controlling about, you know, like position changes, the pace, and just bossy in general. I mean, you know what that's like, or can imagine what that's like. It's annoying. And I don't know if that would be a deal breaker, but it could be something that is one of those straws and maybe the one that broke the old camel's back.
But I always hear that men like it when women tell them what they like in bed. I think it's the way that you say it, though.
Well, telling them what they like and telling them what to do, those are two different things.
Right.
One has some tact. The other is just being bossy.
Those are the same things delivered in different ways.
Right. And maybe men are, too. Maybe some men are just too bossy in bed.
Well, I don't find that they're as vocal, right? Because a woman will, like, tell you what to do. You know, like the man will just do it.
Right.
Right. Right. Okay. So that was part one of this question. Part two, she is getting real caught up in the timeline. So they kissed. Does he still like me? Yeah, he kissed you. Okay. He still likes you. Does he want to be in a relationship with you is a separate question. Does he want to try again? I called him a couple hours after he got home. I got home, but he didn't answer. I think, look, you just spent a lot of time with him. It's probably confusing for him, too. Now you're controlling again. You're getting back into chase mode, and you're trying to force an outcome by calling him, right? So I would say just back off a little bit and see what happens. Like, if he's interested in a relationship again and trying it again, he's going to let that be known. But he just told you you're too controlling. And so the best way to not be in that relationship is by trying to force him back into your life. It sounds like that's the road that she's on right now.
You know, I'm not a big rule guy. Not big on rules, but don't ever, ever, ever call someone after a date that same night. Ever, ever.
Oh, tell me why.
It's a bad look. Just let it marinate a little bit. Just relax. go to bed. Let them let the imagination run. And also, she's 34. Like, you should have that swag kind of popping at 34. I think, yes, he likes you. Just back off. He gave you the answers to the test. Stop being so controlling, specifically in the bedroom. But just relax and don't ever call someone the same night of a date, please.
That's good. That's a tweetable.
So we have a question from a young fella. He's 27 in Cali. He says, date just bailed 20 minutes before we were supposed to meet. Eye roll emoji. She was really into me when we met in person. Then she just flakes like this. Who thinks this is a legit excuse or nah? And we got a little role play. And Damona, you are in gray.
I know. Top hat emoji. Monday sounds good. I'll be off work by 7:30.
Okay, great. 9 p.m. then at something something bar. A little time passes, and I said, wrapping up my last meeting, I should be there by 9.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I just found out that I have a huge paper due tomorrow. My class is at 8 a.m. I know that's super lame of me to bail last minute. Okay, here's the thing that we couldn't express in this chain. There doesn't seem to be any conversation in between Saturday when they confirm for Monday and Monday him confirming that he's on his way. Right?
Well, hold on a second. In the words of the great Morpheus from one of my favorite movies, The Matrix, I think she's beginning to believe about the old text rapport. Are you saying there should be more text banter?
Oh, snap. I just walked right into it. No, well, maybe a little banter or maybe even just that morning. Like, okay, I'm not dating right now, obviously. But if I, say, have a meeting or a lunch plans with a friend, I'll just reconfirm that morning because you never know what can come up, right? Mm. So I'll just be like, oh, you know, looking forward to seeing you tonight. Something like that. I feel like might have been helpful for him at this point. And I don't necessarily think that she's trying to blow him off. Like, I think she might have just been a little bit flaky and forgot, or she didn't get her work done. And then she suddenly remembered, oh, crap, I have this date at 9 o'clock. And I think she legitimately didn't remember.
I don't know about you, but if it's not in my calendar, I pretty much forget about it.
Yeah.
And with a date, we don't normally put our dates in our calendar.
You don't?
That's
because all
dates,
of yours like start on the fly.
Our lunch dates we do. I do, except when you don't invite me to them. But
I have trouble with Google Calendar invites. You know this.
So I think you have to confirm the date. You have to.
As Even though it was two, it was only 2 days. So it's like 2.5 days.
Yeah, it has to be that day. That okay. day, and typically between like somewhere between 9 and 11 a.m. that morning, confirm. Like, hey, are we still on?
But
hey,
in a cute way, yeah. Like, oh, I'm excited to see you tonight. You know, is this place still cool?
Yeah, an eggplant emoji, something like that. Throw it in there just to make it cute.
TR emoji or something to go with your top hat.
Peach booty emoji.
Hashtag make it cute.
But yeah, I think there's a little bit of this like low T approach that men do. They're like scared to confirm because then she might cancel. Like, just be quiet, and then just 30 minutes before be like, I'm on the way, I'll see you there. Be a man and just confirm and make sure we're on the same page. Sounds like she kind of forgot.
Agreed.
So
I hope they got it on track.
Maybe we'll get a little follow-up. So we have a question from a young lady, and she is 16, and she says, how do I give my boyfriend hints that he is a crappy boyfriend?
Honey, he's 16. I'm assuming he's around your age. All boyfriends at 16 are crappy boyfriends. Lower your expectations. Manage your expectations at this age. You can't give hints that somebody is crappy at being a boyfriend. You can tell them what makes you excited to be with them and encourage them to do more of those things. But there's just no way you're going to win by dropping hints. I'm using air quotes for those that are not watching the video stream. Dropping hints that he's a shit, crappy. I said the S word.
Ooh.
My mom might be listening. I'm in trouble. That he's a crappy boyfriend.
So, yes, she's 16. Most 16-year-olds are probably a little bit of dum-dums. So we can, I agree with what you're saying, but if we extrapolate a little bit and just assume it was any age that was asking this. I think there is something you can say if your boyfriend or hubby or girlfriend is kind of hurting. And I would say you go to them and say, at this stage, I'm starting to have concerns about the relationship. You know how I feel about you. I love you, or I like you, or I care about you, wherever stage you're at. If you haven't
dropped really
cool. The L word. But you say, look, I'm like having some doubts about this relationship, and it's because of a few things I've noticed that are somewhat specific and I think adjustable or changeable, but I'd rather tell you than just let it fester. Do you want to hear some of the issues that I think I'm having? And then that gets them to say, yes, I'd love to hear that. And now you got a platform to just unload and say, and again, make it about you. Like, it frustrates me when you ... You don't respond to my texts for a day and a half. That makes me feel like we're not in a relationship. It makes me want to go to find someone that is going to respond to me. Or it frustrates me that you ... so on and so forth. So I would say, yeah, be that squeaky wheel.
Or even, grease. Yeah, further to that, if you can even own it a little bit more and say, when I don't hear from you, this is how I feel. Or I feel frustrated when blah, 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 blah. So it doesn't make it seem like they're taking a conscious action to be a crappy boyfriend. You're just telling them how you're feeling and what the outcome is. And you give them the opportunity to say, I didn't even realize that. Or I've never had to text a girlfriend every day. I didn't know that that was how you felt about me not texting you today. I'll try and do better. And then he'll do better for about a week and a half. And then he'll slip into his old ways. But that's just dudes.
So.
That's dudes.
Hold on a second. We can learn. We get better on occasion.
You can try. Yeah, you can try.
The beauty of it is you can't argue with feelings. If you're feeling that way about our relationship, Damona, how am I going to argue with that?
That's right. We can't argue feelings. I agree with you.
So.
I acknowledge your feeling that you can't argue about feelings.
I love that phrasing. It's like, I'm having concerns about our relationship. And there's a few things that caught my eye. Like, that catches my attention. And I want to hear why. I'm not saying I want to break up. I'm not doing an ultimatum.
But you're so secure. You know, you're a secure dude. You're a high T man. So you hear that and you're like, oh, I'm intrigued. Like, what's going on that we can work on? A lot of guys will hear that and get on the defensive.
Well, but wouldn't you want them at least knowing? Like, at least you've piqued their interest, even if it's a low-T guy, for instance, and now you've caught their attention. You've done it in a tactful manner.
Sure. I just think sometimes when you lead with the problem, people get on the defensive. Like, the old, we need to talk. Have you gotten one of those before?
Which, that's a terrible way to start that phrase.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten it.
We need to talk.
I've probably dealt it out, too. I don't know.
So, we've got a question from a young lady from Sweden. She's 18. She says, so I want to have sex with my boyfriend, but he wants to wait a couple years. Help. How can I talk to him about it?
This is so unusual, right?
This is a real mind bender.
Years?
And the dude?
Do you think he's a Q? Comedy. Three times. Callback. Three times. Okay?
That was good. That was delivered Chappelle-esque.
Thank you. I don't know if it's a religious decision, maybe. I mean, they are on the young side. So I get him saying, I want to wait a little bit longer to get to know you better, or until we were committed or something like that. But a couple of years is a little strange. Yeah?
I don't want to make broad generalizations, but this is one of my gripes with some religions. This, like, association of guilt with sexual behavior. Sex is great. It's natural. It's amazing. It's healthy. And maybe it's not religion. Maybe I'm unfairly associating the two. But oftentimes when you see someone wants to wait, especially a guy, that usually is the underlying reason. I think if your boyfriend is in your age range, around 18, and he doesn't want to do the old no pants dance, then yeah, something's wrong. And you should probably say to him how you feel. Tell him, hey, I feel attracted to you at a high level, and this is kind of the next step I'd like to take. And hear what he says about that. And if he balks and says, I ain't down, I'm not trying to do that, then I would consider giving him the old heave-ho. Because, I mean, come on, you're 18.
You're in the prime of your life, girlfriend.
He's in his prime, at least.
Somebody's in their prime. Let's make it happen. Let's do one more question. I like the one from the female 34 from Puerto Rico.
Okay. All right. She says, it's a myth that if you love yourself, then love will find you. I know that I love myself in working daily to improve all areas of my life. I don't think someone should have to stay single for years and be lonely on this life journey to fix their flaws. Most say enjoy being single. I'm in my 30s, and it's nothing fun or romantic about being single. I'm a loving, affectionate person, and that's in my DNA. That's who I am. I love to be in a healthy relationship, but where on earth is my soulmate at if they do exist?
So, you know, this is my specialty at DamonaHoffman.com. I work with the women that are in prime marriage age and are wondering where their soulmate is. And I love that she is working on herself and that she loves to work on herself and improve herself. And I think that puts her in the mindset to be really ready for that relationship. But here's the fatal flaw in her question. I wonder what she is actually doing to make this match happen. Just by saying, where's my soulmate? I did all this work and they should be magnetically attracted to me, isn't quite enough, especially in today's world where there's a lot of competition for attention. Not just romantically, but just in general. There are a lot of things that guys can be doing with their time. So you kind of have to, especially, you know, at 34, you need to be thinking strategically about love. And I know it's not always popular when I say this to people that are in the romanticized headspace, but I have just found time and again, when people are in this place and they're really ready to find that relationship and they put a dating plan in place the same way that she's done anything else she wants to improve on or be successful at, you will find someone that you like and that you could spend your life with. Period.
That kind of nailed it. I think it's not just, it's like a two-part problem. It's like you have to be ready for love and then go out and get it. And that's part of the planning you're talking about. Agreed.
Yeah. All right. Do it, girlfriend. Puerto Rico. Make it happen. We are going to take another quick break. When we come back, we have another battle of the he said, she said, and Ray's rant and Damona's diatribe are back. So stick around. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman, here with Ray Christian, CEO of the TechSpert app, and we'll be back in two shakes.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-8195 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-8195 to take your call now. Call 800-900-8195. That's 800-900-8195. Again, 800-900-8195.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. I hope you're having fun, because we sure are. We love talking about love in the modern world. And even though Ray Christian and I don't always agree, we always have a good time giving you modern love advice. Wouldn't you say so? Or are you going to disagree with me?
Agree to disagree.
Stop it. No. We are always debating about different love topics. And one that has come up recently is the topic of communication in relationships, right? I mean, we just spent a whole technically dating talking about it. So if you're not familiar with He Said, She Said, this is where we We talk about a topic. We give the male perspective, the female perspective. We're going to switch it up a little bit. And I'm going to take the point of view that men are better communicators in a relationship. And you're going to be battling it out for the ladies today.
I've been practicing my jab, my hook. I'm going to give you the old KFC two-piece.
I told
you.
You're going down. I've been working out, so I hope you're really ready for he said, she said. Because sometimes men just don't understand.
Sometimes girls just don't get it.
That's why we have he said, she said. In this corner, repping for the men. He's in his early 30s. He's single and ready to mingle. We have Ray Christian.
Although I might not be single, but...
And in that corner, you're still ready to mingle.
I'll mingle a little bit. And in that corner, representing the ladies, she's married with two kids and has been coaching singles for a dozen years. It's Damona Hoffman.
Whoa. Okay, who is the better communicator in relationships, women or men? You ready? Let's get in that ring.
Since we're switching it up, I think you got to go first.
You always tell me to go first, by the way.
Ladies first.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have been working with singles for a long time. And I have found that even in coaching, working with men is much easier than working with women. Because men see a problem, they want a prescription, they get a solution, and they follow through with it. They're very literal. They say what they mean for the most part. Women, on the other hand, we like to complicate things and we add a lot of hyperbole and conjecture and assumptions, and we layer what is said with meaning that isn't necessarily there. And I think that is the thing that makes it very difficult for women to be in relationships and communicate effectively, because half the time we're not even saying what we mean. And the guys just say it straight. And they mean it like they say it.
So I've been behind enemy lines for 34 years on this one. And I'm here to tell you, we are not that good at communicating as men. And part of the reason is, while we men were out playing sports and kickball and football and recess, the girls were out there practicing the game of talk, the exquisite art of talk. And yes, maybe there's a little too much fluff in that communication, but... that's not a bad thing, necessarily. Not always. Sometimes in a movie, a nuance and assuming and having to kind of pay attention and read between the lines, it's not such a bad thing. And the women always give us plenty of lines. It's our job to kind of read between it. The issue with men is that, yes, when we do talk, a lot of times it's direct and to the point. But the issue is, a lot of times we just don't even talk. And women, you cannot accuse that. They definitely, when they have an issue, when they have a bone to pick, they're going to be jawboning about that issue.
Well, lucky for you guys, 90% of our communication is nonverbal. It's not in the actual content of what you're saying. It's how you're saying it, the inflection. It's your body language. It's the intention that comes across behind the words. So while we women are out there jawboning and jibber jabbing and all of these skills that we have spent all of our years practicing out in the daisy fields while you guys were playing soccer and football and contact sports, we actually are doing ourselves a disservice, because we have neglected to figure out the other ways that we can communicate without using the actual content of our words. And we think that we're communicating when we're just talking. But a lot of times that's when guys tune out and they haven't even heard anything that we've said.
That's a pretty good argument. I think ultimately women, when they communicate the whole phrase, for instance, of like, we need to talk. In the whole history of mankind, has a guy ever said that? I would probably put the house
yes!
on it that they have not.
Swear to you it happened to me. I swear to you.
Okay. We can agree women say it more. And I think that's a good thing. When you do need to talk, I would argue don't say we need to talk. But the sentiment, women bring up that sentiment way more often. And instead, guys just go and cheat. Instead of saying, honey, there's some issues and I want to work them out together, these guys just go out and cheat. or go out and flirt with some other girls. And that's why men cheat a little bit more, I think, because they don't run at that problem. And let's explore the issue. But where women, they're going to say, you know what, let's address this. Let's talk about what's going on instead of running off with some Tom, Dick, or Harry. So that's why I think women, they get the belt when it comes to the old game of communication.
I think that if you're communicating effectively as a woman, you can get further in communication with a man because he's actually saying what he means. And so if we're both committed to understanding and speaking one another's love languages, I think we'd all be a lot better off. But
so you're basically saying I communicated better than you did in that segment. Me as a guy? Thank you for
probably.
That. Thank you for acquiescing.
Probably. You're probably more direct. See, I'm a terrible communicator. I'm just a woman. Well, if you agree with me, why not tweet at Damona Hoffman and say, team, she, you think guys are the better communicator? This one's kind of a mind bender. Mm-hmm. If you think women are the better communicator and you vote with Ray, go ahead and tweet me with the hashtag team he. Until then, the debate will continue. Speaking of debating and speaking of communicating, I love to give you that time for you to air your grievances of the week. So what's the thing that you want to get off your chest today?
Damona, something's really been poking my eyeballs lately.
That's so visceral. You were people, very clear in communicating that.
People with terrible breakup game.
All right, Producer Thomas, let's put 60 seconds on the clock.
Nobody seems to know how to break up anymore. There are plenty of ways to do it. You can do the in-person, the phone call, or even have like the direct text breakup. Or you have one of these three indirect style text breakups. You got the ghost, when you just ignore and disappear. You got the breadcrumb, when you reduce your pace of communication to a slow crawl until it just ends up with nothing. A friendlier cousin of the ghost, actually. And then thirdly, you have the busy bee. When you already have plans and are busy forever, but you're also going to throw out the let's chat next week, though. Which option should you choose when you're trying to break it off? Here are four simple rules. If you've had one date, just ghost that dum-dum. Bye. If you've had 2 to 5 dates and sex, call them. If you've had 2 to 5 dates and no sex, the direct text. And if you were exclusive at some point or 5 dates, call or in person. Follow these rules and break up the right way.
You made it so simple for people. That was so direct and manly in your communication. I loved it. People always ask me, like, what's the etiquette? Well, now you know. Ray just laid it all out for us.
Easy simple. Peasy.
Easy peasy. Well, I have something that I want to talk about. I was sort of inspired by our conversation last week with Trip from tripadvice.com, where we were talking about modern alpha males and chivalry. Topic of chivalry came up. And I thought, it's about time that we talk about how to show chivalry today. Producer Thomas, let's do Damona's diatribe. All right, Ray, we're in a time of changing gender roles and changing expectations. And I love that. And I'm seeing more and more equality marriages like the one that I have, where both partners are active participants in both the household and the family and the relationship. So what does chivalry mean today? I got to tell you, it's not about opening the door or bringing home flowers on a special occasion. You need to do something that makes your lady's life better and easier. You know, we always talk about how time is your greatest resource. If you can do something that saves her time, you're definitely going to be paid for that benefit that you bring to her. Like all this week, my husband has been cooking dinner, and it feels so great to come home at the end of the day and have dinner on the table that I didn't have to make and know that this is what men have been experiencing for years, and now I totally know why they love it. So let me tell you, guys, that is really hot. So pick up the kids from school, do the friggin' laundry, bring home flowers, not for a special occasion, but for a special woman. Opening the door is old school. The new paradigm is where women are supposed to have it all and do it all, and it requires a little more effort for you to show that you love us by taking care of us.
It's like my girl said, watching me cook was like female porn.
It is totally like female porn. Yeah. Yeah. And my husband made a salad yesterday. That was so hot. I posted a photo on Instagram. He had like a man salad. It was like this big, and it was just so sexy. So
I'm very aroused.
Hashtag sexy salad. That's all the time we have for today. We love your questions. Why not post them on the Techspert app? And in the meantime, if you love the show, why not tell somebody? We love to read your reviews. You might even have your review show up on a future show. So tell us why you love Dates and Mates and tell us what your favorite segment is. And we'll be sure to bring you more of just that. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman, sitting here with Ray Christian. You can follow him on Instagram at RayChristian_LA. And I'm on Instagram at Damona Hoffman. You can see that picture of this hashtag sexy salad. And until next week. Happy dating.